Right.
All right, me old mucker.
So Joe is awkwardly standing straight up.
Not awkwardly. How do you want me to stand then? Like a hunchback?
Why are you standing up?
Because your monitors are way too high and I can't see your beautiful face.
Good intro. What's he doing?
Just moving the chair a bit. That's all.
Why?
Keep it out of my way because it was touching my leg and I don't want something sort of a creepy little finger touching my leg.
That's not what he said last night. Couldn't even say it.
If you've got a joke, don't start laughing before you even say it.
It's because I am very extremely pathetic.
No. Well, not always. Yeah. Sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly.
I aspire to it. Mm. In a way.
So yeah, if you didn't have your monitors stacked on old games and a pack of CDs...
Don't give the secrets away.
...then I'd be able to see you, but I'm not a 6-million-foot giant.
So. I want people to think that this is the most slick operation...
Oh, it is.
...possible.
Yeah, oh yeah, it is.
The fact that the monitor is stacked on an old Zumba Kinect game and a copy of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein... not for everyone else to know.
Why have you got a Zumba game?
It's not mine, obviously.
Well, have you ever played it, though?
I tell you, I've barely played the Kinect when I bought it.
Why buy it, then?
I don't know.
One of these things, isn't it? You just think, oh, yeah, cool little gadget. That'll be fun, yeah.
That'd be good to have.
We'll play loads of games on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's buy some games for it, too.
Yeah.
Then never play it.
Get it at Christmas when everyone's around.
Yeah.
Play it solidly. You think, yeah, this is great. I will play this all the time. And then that's it. It goes back in the box. Mm. Do you want to come round to play? No?
Almost certainly not.
Next weekend, maybe?
Mm. Come round what?
We'll see.
Come round and stand in a room with you, looking at a screen, jumping up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it?
The thing is, we've got quite a small living room, so you do need to stand sort of awkwardly close to the sofa, otherwise they won't pick up where you are.
Mm.
But it will be fun. It's quite fun.
What sort of games you got?
I've only ever got like 2 games, I think.
Zumba and?
Well, I never played the Zumba one. No. Oh, we had one called U-Shape, which, believe it or not,
I'm sorry, what?
I actually did use
U-Shape
for a while, yeah.
Like the letter U?
No, U-Shape, Y-O-U, space, shape. As in it gets you
what
in shape. What does that do?
Well, I thought it was like you just make shapes. Like it does a triangle and you have to make your body into a triangle.
Yeah, that's the whole game.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
Buy it now. Have you always wanted to be in the shape of a triangle?
But didn't know what it looked like? Now you can.
This was all to do with like... This was when I was making half-hearted forays into the world of... trying to get fit and lose a bit of weight.
Yeah.
I thought, I'll do this. And it gets you to do planks and star jumps and running on the spot and all that stuff.
But you're kind of lying to yourself, really, aren't you? If you get one of these, you know, Wii Fit or whatever,
yeah.
I mean, unless you're sort of 50 stone, you can't actually really get out of the house.
Hmm.
You buy one of those and you're thinking... Yeah, you're almost kidding yourself. You're lying to yourself while you're buying it. Like, this will get me in shape.
I think this is not only a video game. I love video games. Video games going to get me in shape. Yeah. Brilliant.
It'll make it really easy. I'll definitely stick to it if I use this.
Yeah.
You know, if I go to the gym, I just won't stick to it. But if I get this, I can just do it. It'll be easy.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be fun. I'll definitely do it.
The weight will fall off.
Yeah. 3 weeks later, nothing. You haven't even opened it.
No, using it as a coaster.
Yeah.
While I play GTA.
Or a monitor stand.
Or a monitor stand in my case, yeah. I did stick to it for a while.
Mm.
The thing about those games that makes them worth sticking to and interesting is way too strong a word, is if you've got someone else that's playing it.
Yeah.
And then you can see how they're doing.
Yeah.
And you just want to just stay just enough. Just do ahead. Just enough to stay ahead.
Like
if you were doing it,
yeah,
that would be perfect for me.
Yeah.
Because I would, if you were like level 5, I'd try to get to level 5.01. Yeah.
Well,
stay there.
It's like when we play golf, isn't it?
Well, no, not really, because you just kick my ass every single time at golf.
No, but with tee shots. You do a nice tee shot, I'll do exactly the same, slightly but 1 meter ahead.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Sometimes less than a meter.
Yeah. 0.8.
Basically just wins everything.
Not everything. You just beat me at FIFA, so...
Yeah, but that's geek, isn't it?
Everything that matters.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, golf, and that's about it, really.
Yeah. I suppose so.
Don't, you know...
And hair beat length.
Beating
me at hair length.
Yeah. Scalextric, beat you at that once.
Still standing up.
Is this threatening you?
Is it threatening me?
Do you feel like you're... Because you're having to look up to me.
I do feel slightly...
You're sat down.
No, I'm not threatened, but there is a certain... dynamic in the room,
yeah,
where you're I have to look up at you,
yeah, which is
as I speak
very rare for you. You're normally looking down on me.
Yes, I'm not
physically
down.
And metaphorically.
Well, no, just mainly physically.
Because you're taller than me.
It is a bit odd. I'll be honest.
Imagine you were stood up now and I was this high.
And why
up.
Are you standing with your hands in your pockets? Because it kind of looks like your hands are in behind your back, folded. Like you're giving
man.
A speech.
Like an old man.
Yeah.
When they browse around garden centres and stuff. Hands
oh, no,
clasped.
Like you.
Hands clasped behind their back.
When you walk around roads.
Oh, yeah,
like,
down my
saying
little
hello
road,
to cats and stuff that you always say that you do.
Yeah.
Sniffing.
Found a new one the other
finding
day.
New plants. Just finding new roads now. Is that what you're doing?
No, same road. Found a new cat, though. A little
quite
one,
busy.
One with a little stumpy
you're
tail.
Quite busy. Another cat.
Well, you know, you just enjoy... If you've got to walk somewhere, you may as well enjoy it, haven't you?
Right. So what's this cat? What's its name?
Stumpy,
its
I
name?
Call him.
Right.
Little ginger one with no tail. But he keeps running away every time he sees me, so I thought maybe I'll get some treats, and the next time I see him, scatter some treats around,
right.
And then he'll start to like me.
Is that why you're wearing a fluffy ear? I can't even do it. See,
again,
this is pathetic.
Stop thinking your jokes are so funny.
The thing is, right, let me explain something to you. I don't think it's funny at all. It's the reason I'm laughing is because it's so stupid.
Yeah.
I don't even know if anyone would even understand what I was going to say then. I was trying to
fluffy
say...
Fluffy something. That's all
is
I
Is that why you're wearing that fluffy earring? Which is...
That doesn't make any
it
sense.
It does, because it does you'll get an arse on this cat with no tail that keeps running away from me.
So I'm wearing its tail as an earring. Is that... That's the joke.
It's not a joke.
Wow, that's moronic.
I hate myself and this show. Right, let's cut it off now. Seriously.
Yes, please.
This is one of the worst starts to a show we've ever done.
No, you can't say that.
It
we've
is.
Had some horrendous ones. Most of them are just pretty crap, to be honest.
What?
Most of them are quite crap. We kind of get, we do the intro and then, you know, say something funny in the intro or not. And then the show
definitely
starts.
Not.
And then we just kind of... Forget what we're going to say.
I don't like
just
you looking
go
down
into,
on me.
Go
I think that's what it
go
is.
Go into everything.
I'm getting.
You seem to be shrinking into yourself, like into a shell.
It's freaking me out. I'm not. I'm out of sorts now.
Maybe if I stood on a box and was even higher,
mm.
and then just you know started shouting at you and stuff.
This must be what it's like to be you all the time.
Yeah, but if you're sat down, I'm stood up. I'm about a foot taller than you, foot and a half.
Mm.
So no, it's not. Not everyone's a foot and a half taller than me. Yeah, I'm not the tallest guy, but I'm not...
Someone who's 6 foot
not
is.
That bad. No, what? I'm not 4 foot.
I don't
foot
understand
five
maths.
Or whatever.
Okay.
But some people are, you know, it must be... Some people are, you know, 5 foot. It must be horrendous.
Mm.
Must be... Every day must be petrifying.
Mm. Is it like being in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Not that bad.
Just like
Land of the Giants, remember that?
Pepper Potts. Like,
have you used to watch that?
Twice the height of you. No.
Yeah. Similar sort of thing. They got transported to a Land of the Giants.
What are we doing?
Do you want me to sit down?
I don't know what I want.
Why don't you stand up?
I'm just finding this whole thing very strange.
Why?
I don't know.
Have you taken drugs or something? Are you having a weird trip?
Something's not sitting right.
Right. You had something bad to eat?
No.
You were eating duck pate when I came in earlier that was almost out of date.
I was
so
eating duck pate
perhaps
earlier.
You shouldn't have done that.
The flow is not there today. You know when we sometimes we do a show and something's not right. You know what I mean?
Not really, no. Apart from you,
well,
going,
you don't know what I mean. Like some shows that we've done in the past where it just doesn't work. Do you? You're telling me you don't remember ever doing?
Yeah,
those?
I remember doing that. Yeah,
yeah. That's what this is.
But the only reason this is a bit like that is because you're saying, oh, something's not right.
No, it is.
I can
no.
feel it in my bones.
No, I know. I know about these things, and it's something's not right. It's something that feels very weird about this show.
Really? It's because I'm standing above you.
It might be because of that.
Right, I'll sit down.
But I think it was already a bit like that.
Do you want me to sit down so you can't see my face?
You sit down and I'll stand up.
Okay, yeah, if you want.
No, I don't want to
sit. I don't have a complex.
I'm just finding this very strange.
Is that better now you're towering above me?
It's also weird that the screen is so high and I can't properly see you. That's odd as well.
I can sit on a cushion or something.
No, it's my fault for rigging up too many boxes of U-shape. We're 12 minutes in. We haven't even done a topic.
Got any topics?
I have actually got topics, yeah.
Why didn't you say one then?
Because
rectify the problem.
Everything feels very strange. Right. I think this is going to be a tapas show, to be honest.
It's a slap in the face, isn't it?
Why is it a slap in the face? Why is it a slap in the face?
Well, saying, oh, it's not very good, so let's put it out in tapas.
No, I'm not saying it's not very good. I'm saying it's very strange.
No, well, you're very strange.
But and tapases are dyed in the wool peach fans. They don't mind.
Dyed? What did you just say?
Dyed in the wool.
Dyed in the wool.
I think I'd be right in saying I've never said that phrase before either.
No one has.
This is what I mean.
That's never been.
This is
that's
what I'm
never
talking
been
about.
Those words in that order have never been uttered in human history.
Something weird. There's something weird about this show. I don't know what it is. Something's not right.
Maybe death's upon us.
I can't explain it. Let's try doing a topic and see what happens.
All right. That should be good.
Honestly,
right. Lift this monitor up and I'll move these
okay,
out.
Okay, fine.
Maybe that'll help you. Get you comfortable.
Should I put it on this box of Memorex CDRWs from 1998?
Yes. There, is that better? Now I'm below you. You can see directly into my eyes.
I don't want to be below higher than you. I want to be equal.
You are.
There you go. Look, I'll go down as well.
No, because
now
then,
we're even.
Then we can't see each other.
No, we can. Look, there you go.
We're not. Still not even.
I'm gaze longingly.
I don't want to.
I think you do. I don't. I can't do it. I've lost the game. Right, so topics.
I'm never going to look away from you again.
Good. That's what I've been waiting for. All this time.
Do you want to play U-shape? Do it together?
No.
Hmm.
Very strange. There's a very strange dynamic in here. I think we've left it too long since the last show. I think that's possibly what's happened.
We're not friends anymore.
Yeah, I think there's
yeah.
a very real
Makes
chance
sense.
Of that.
good in a way.
Okay. Oh, I don't know if I want to do that one.
Wow.
Okay, here we go.
He's good.
Newswatch.
You got 20p, mate.
Personal trainer thrown out of... You see, again, with these headlines. Personal trainer thrown out of Costa Coffee because she was wearing a sports bra. And they've used the word off. OFF. That's the fifth word in. Metro. News, but not as you know it. Yeah, a truer statement. okay, and then there's a photo of some woman doing a kick.
A posing kick.
Personal trainer with some boxing gloves on.
Wearing a sports
bra. Do you think she could beat you up?
Probably, yeah.
Joe, you do what you call mixed martial arts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
AKA Thai boxing. No. Is that right?
Both, yeah. Doing with mixed martial arts.
Are you
Thai
a
boxing.
Hard body / danger to society?
Not a hard body,
right.
And certainly no danger
but
to society.
But you must be a hard body.
Or
you,
anyone else.
You not only do you go to the gym, but you also train twice a week?
Yeah.
So how are you not a hard body? You must be.
I'm not. It's just, it's done happen. It's
what
not
do you
happening.
Mean it done happen?
It's not happening.
What's not happening?
The hard body's not happening.
Oh,
it's strange.
You'd be a dangerous machine.
Well, you would think
a serious threat.
No. Because there's points where I think, oh, yeah, I'm getting pretty good now.
Yeah.
And then you do a little bit of sparring with someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they just kill you. Mm. They just smash you in. Like we did something last week or Monday, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just got battered. It's got my head kicked in.
Are you going to keep doing it?
Yeah, I want to keep doing it because I want to get better. But it's just, it's impossible because everyone's just, there's always going to be people who are way better.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But there must be some new people that aren't that,
oh, yeah,
aren't that good.
Oh, yeah, there's some people I'm better than, but...
You want to be better than everyone, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, pretty much. Otherwise, what's the point of doing it?
Well, to get better than everyone, I suppose. Mm. So, yeah. Mm. So she's looking happy. She's loving it.
I don't look like that in the gym, though.
Her name is Davina Watt, but you do wear skimpy clothing,
I wear the
right?
exact same clothing.
You yeah. wear just a sports bra and no nothing on your belly or
except
arms
my
or...
sports bra's peephole.
So. Got some... Oh, wow. She's got some guns on her, though.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd mess. Bigger than my arms, I think, to be fair. Davina Ward, who says she was asked to leave a branch of Costa Coffee. After a workout, Davina Ward, 35, went to the cafe in her gym kit, a sports bra and leggings, but was asked to cover up. Yeah, I think that's reasonable because
yeah.
you're essentially walking around going, wearing a bra and thinking no one's going to go, what are you doing?
That's the thing. If I go to the gym in the morning and I'm wearing a vest, sometimes I wear a t-shirt, sometimes I wear
yeah.
like a vest. And if I need to do something after, go to the bank, whatever, get some groceries, who knows, I'll put a top on. Like I'll put a hoodie on or a coat on or whatever.
Yeah.
So because I think it's you've been to the gym, yeah, fine, wear what you want in the gym, but going into a cafe or something where people are eating and drinking
yeah.
is a different matter.
Yeah.
It's like you go to the beach, you know, you wear shorts or a bikini or whatever. You don't then walk around the street like that.
Well, some people do.
Well, some people do, yeah. But it's not appropriate.
Mm.
You dress for where you are.
Mm.
But not where you've been.
Wearing a sports bra, is that different to wearing a bikini? And is it different to wearing a normal bra?
It's closer to a bikini, slightly more...
Why are they different?
Slightly less revealing, I guess.
No,
it?
I don't bikini, think... Oh, yeah, yeah, than a bra.
But and yeah. a bra, yeah.
But depending on the bikini... Bikinis can be very similar to bras. That's what I've never quite understood.
Yeah, but a sports bra covers you up more, but it's
yeah, yeah.
and it's less, you know,
saucy.
It's, yeah, a bra can be sort of lacy and stuff, can't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not really going to have a lacy sports bra.
Imagine that.
Well, you might do, but who knows?
That would be.
But
weird.
Still, it's kind of, you know, showing off, isn't it? Showing, mm. showing a lot of skin.
Yeah. Now, is that to keep cool or is that slightly just to brag?
Well,
to say, oh, look, I've got a good torso.
Yeah.
Check me out.
If you ask a girl, she'll say it's because it's comfortable and,
yeah.
you know, I can wear what I want.
So no one else is quite comfortable.
Stop looking at me.
T-shirts. But, T-shirts yeah. are pretty comfortable.
But, yeah, they'll wear the skimpiest outfit, tightest leggings, you know, rolled down as far as it'll go. Mm. So it's, you know.
It's just, a female equivalent of a muscle vest, isn't it?
Yeah, but even more so, I'd say.
No,
it's like
it's the same.
It's like one of those muscle vests that's just sort of a piece, couple of pieces of cotton attached to a handkerchief and wrapped around.
Well, that shows off the man. Mm. You do get those where they're like a crop
yeah.
top.
Oh,
you
yeah.
think, what
it's
are
the
you
thinnest,
doing,
the
mate?
Straps are the
what
thinnest
are
thing you've ever seen. It doesn't
yeah.
cover the nipples at
no,
all.
No, yeah.
Like they're hanging out all over the place.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to see another man's nipples.
No.
Anywhere.
Have you seen those ones where they're not... They don't even seem to be joined at the bottom. So it's like an apron.
Oh, yeah.
It hangs over your
yeah,
top.
Yeah.
And it goes down in front and it goes down behind.
Yeah.
But from the side,
yeah.
nothing there
nothing
at all.
Then, yeah, no.
Are you barely wearing any clothes? Just don't
yeah.
bother.
I know. Just go in completely naked. Why not? I mean, that's the next step.
Mm. Good. After workout, she went to the cafe in her gym kit, a sports bra and leggings, but was asked to cover up. As she didn't have anything else to wear, she claimed she was asked to leave the branch in Sutton, South London. She said, I'd never been so angry in my life. Oh, you've had lived a very privileged life.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
Mm. That's made you the angriest ever.
You've ever actually been. I'm absolutely fuming. Why would they let me sit down and then embarrass me by telling me to leave? However, the server involved denied asking her to leave, but admits asking her to cover up. It's health and safety and common sense, they said. We have plenty of people coming in from the gym. It wasn't because it was a bra and because it was a girl. Yes, it was. Why is it health and safety?
Sweat into coffee?
No, because you could sweat into coffee off of your head.
Hmm. But I just think if a man went in with...
It's your own coffee as well, presumably.
Well...
Sweat into coffee.
Well, I don't know. But I just think if a man went in a string vest...
Yeah.
Heads would turn.
Yeah, of course it would.
Not in a good way.
Yeah.
depending if he was ripped body or fat.
It's not
body.
Health and safety.
Well, you don't know these days, do you? I mean, health and safety's gone wild these days.
Is it?
Yeah. You know.
Health and safety gone wild.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, isn't it? You can't do anything.
Mm.
You can't do anything these days.
Presumably, it's something to do with, what if you spill coffee on yourself? Well, if you spill coffee yourself in a T-shirt, you're still going to be in extreme amount of pain.
Well, that's it. But it's like they say, oh, you can't go to the gym and not wear shoes or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can wear plimsolls made out of, you know, wicker or whatever. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, why can't you wear no shoes? Well, because in case you drop a weight on them.
If someone drops 200 kilos on your foot, imagine like you weren't wearing your normal shoes. Yeah. You'd be in big trouble there.
Same thing, isn't it?
Exactly the same. It's precisely the same thing.
All it is so someone can just say, well, we told them it's not our fault. It's just placing blame elsewhere. That's all it's for.
Well, Costa said, we'd like to assure customers that...
Assure. Why did you say it like that?
As soon as I said that, I thought, that sounded
very
strange.
We'd like to assure customers. Nobody speaks like that.
Julian Clary said, that our stores are warm and welcoming environments and we'll be looking to reassess our training policy with our teams immediately. I think it's fine. Like... if you're getting takeaway, I'd say go on then, fine.
Yeah, do it,
But what are you
wear
doing?
Anything.
Like, you see guys walking down the street with no shirt on, and it's not hot, it's not... It's not really a hot day.
That's generally chavs, though, isn't it?
No, and sometimes because guys have got good, like, physiques.
Really? It looks weird, though. It looks like you're trying way too hard.
It does, yeah.
You know, they've got jeans on and no top. It's like, what are you doing?
Or your top's, like, tucked into the back of your jeans or something.
Yeah.
It just sounds like jealousy, to be honest, Joe, doesn't it?
Well, it's not, though, is it?
It just sounds like jealousy. It sounds like we're bitter.
We're not. Bitter
coffee. Not having chiselled physique.
Well, I went into Starbucks the other week.
Mm. Money bags.
On the way back from holiday.
Mm. Money bags.
Services.
This guy.
Well, no, just in the service station.
Unbelievable. Takes a week's holiday, goes to Starbucks straight after.
Wow. I went to Harry Ramsden's before that.
Who do you
had a fish and chip dinner.
You even are.
And then went to get hot chocolate. But
did you get some scraps?
No, I didn't do them. Did ask. The guy looked at me and was like, what? I said, scraps. You got any scraps?
He's like, oh.
He went,
scraps for cats.
What's a scrap? I said, scraps. Scraps of batter.
Hmm.
And he didn't get it. So I just said, forget it. Just give me
fish. You should have said, excuse me, what anything that my small kitten can have? He would have known exactly what you mean.
No, he wouldn't. Anyway, went to Starbucks.
Series 5
and
watch.
They had a queue, like a U-shaped barrier to make a queue. Nobody in the queue, apart from one person at the counter ordering.
Hmm.
So I walked down the queue, and the queue went in a certain shape so that the middle bit, went to the side, so you couldn't see the board or anything of what there was. So I thought, right, go around, as you would, wait in line behind the person who's getting served, pick what I want while I'm waiting, order, go. Apparently not now. Apparently you're not allowed to do that now in Starbucks. What you have to do is, there was a guy waiting halfway down the queue who worked there, and he went, oh, hi, how you doing? I was like, yeah, you're right. Oh, carried on walking. He went, oh, whoa, what do you want? I said, what?
What do you want?
He said, oh, what do you want today? I said, I don't know yet.
Haven't seen the menu.
I said, oh, I don't know. I haven't decided yet. He went, well, and he sort of guided me back along the queue and went, well, what we've got like a selection of coffees, teas, hot chocolate. I said, yeah, I know. I said, I know what you sell. I said, this is Starbucks, right? He goes, he goes, yeah, we've got all sorts. He goes, are you hungry today? I said, no, I've just had some fish and chips.
Oh, this is weird.
Yeah. I said, oh, I'll just decide in a minute. He goes, well, I need to know. He said, you need to tell me what you're having.
Really?
And I thought,
he forcibly made
And I thought, what do you mean?
That's stupid.
That
was so dumb.
He said, yeah, if you can tell me what you want. I was like, okay, hold on a second then. So I was looking. And
so could you see everything that was on offer from where you were?
Just about.
Yeah. So you were peering awkwardly on
he'd
a
pushed,
diagonal.
He'd pushed me back to the beginning of the queue line.
Right.
So yeah, I was looking. I said, oh, I'll just have a hot chocolate, small hot chocolate. He's like, okay, right, yeah. He said, anything else? I said, no, that's it. And he goes, what's your name? I was like, Joe. He goes, okay, Joe, yep, there you go. He goes, here's your ticket. Hand that to the person at the counter and they'll take your money and your order.
So he just wrote down
Wrote it on a piece of paper, gave it to me. I was like,
totally pointless.
So then I walked to the thing, the normal like cashier where you pay.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, what can I get you today? I said, oh, here you go. She looked at it and she goes, right, so hot chocolate. Is that right? And I said, yep, hot chocolate. She goes, okay, anything else? I was like, no, that's it. She goes, oh, okay, hold on then. Hold on, Joe. I was like, oh, Jesus. Well, so yeah. Paid.
All of she, this just, yeah.
And then she goes, oh, yeah, here you go. Right, that'll be a couple of minutes if you just want to go around there. So then I had to walk around the other side, wait another 3 or 4 minutes. And then they go, is there a Joe here? I'm like, yeah.
It's probably like four.
And then she goes, hot chocolate? And it's like, yep, hot chocolate. For the 5,000,000th time, get the hot chocolate and off I go. And yeah. I just thought, what's the point?
Two people, one, that first guy has no reason to have that job.
Need to be there.
Nope.
She already had to relay after she'd got that ticket, had to check with me that it was correct.
Well, she's going to do that for every order as well.
Of course she is, yeah.
So someone is ordering for a whole family, like five items.
Can you imagine?
Five drinks, five sandwiches.
I'd have just walked out.
He writes it all down, go up.
Forget it.
Hand it to her. She reads it all out. You go, yes. What are we doing?
There's no need for it. And all this putting your name on it so they can shout your name. It's pathetic.
I think it's a bit awkward.
It is awkward.
Oh, thanks, Joe. It's like, well, you're not cool.
No.
Like, I told that guy
mates.
Your name.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a magic surprise. Like, oh, she knows my name. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, what suddenly, great customer service.
Yeah, I love this company now. Because they told me the name that I just told to this chump back here.
How personal this service is. Fantastic.
Yeah. It's go just, back 1 minute after, walk out, walk immediately back in and say, what's my name? Yeah. What's my name?
I'll give you £100 right now if you can tell me my name.
Yeah.
Oh, hot chocolate? No, incorrect.
Yeah, what can I get you today? No, I asked you a question, what's my name? Where's your ticket? The other guy's like dragging you back by your heel.
Yeah. You come back.
Line.
Don't come.
What's your name? What's your name?
What are you doing? Why do you think that when you come into somewhere, you go up to the counter and order? That's how we do things here.
What? You need to see what's on the menu. What? You need to know how much things are. What? You don't have unlimited funds. Do you not normally have a concierge for every shop you go in? Because that's what that is.
Yeah.
That's a concierge service.
It's just ridiculous.
I'm rich and I don't know what to do today.
Yeah.
Money's no object.
Yeah.
What sort of thing do you want to do? I don't know. I want to do something outside. Okay. What about water sports? Sure. Okay. Yeah. Right. I'll set that for you. In an hour, you'll get a call and the car will pick you up.
Yeah.
That's a concierge.
Yeah.
That makes you feel like a boss.
Mm.
Some chump are stopping you, preventing you from seeing the menu.
Ruining my experience, making it way worse.
Yes.
And it was just so awkward.
That's what it is, though. I bet you anything. Because it doesn't seem like it adds anything to efficiency.
No, it doesn't.
So if they're
it
trying
makes it
to
work.
Do that, they're failing.
Yeah.
So what it seems to be is they're just trying to like be slick and make their customers feel really important.
Yeah.
When in actual fact, most people don't... Well, not most people, but a lot of people probably don't actually want that interaction.
No.
They're probably quite uncomfortable with it.
The less interaction, the better.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a robot serving me.
I don't want to talk to anyone, really. No.
And certainly don't want people going, hey, Joe, I've got your coffee here.
Yeah.
Here it is, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know you. You
anything
don't know
else?
Me.
No. If there was anything else, it'd be written on that bit of paper.
That scrap of paper that guy, if he even works here, he gave you. It just doesn't make sense. But I can imagine when they came up with that idea and then someone goes, yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, here's £1,000 bonus. Well done.
I feel bad for the people who worked at that Starbucks when they were first told they've got to do this. And they're just thinking, people are going to hate this.
But surely at some point someone goes, but that's a waste of a person, isn't it?
It'll probably
waste
stop.
Of time,
it'll,
waste of a person.
It'll probably stop, won't it?
It should do. I don't know anywhere else that does it.
What do you think that adds?
Nothing.
Do you think people spend less time? Because admittedly, you're going to the till and spending less time there for sure.
Barely.
But you're still spending that time.
Yeah.
Just further back.
But it doesn't matter anyway. If there's a queue and you're waiting, then you've got time to pick your stuff up because you're in the queue waiting.
Yeah.
If there's no queue, then it doesn't matter because you're not holding anyone up.
But maybe it's so he can get everyone in the whole queue's orders done. So no one ever waits. So the queue is moving at optimal speed.
But there was no one there. There was one other person.
Right.
Just use a brain cell.
And then it's totally pointless then.
Oh, I'll let this one through.
Yeah, he can probably look at the menu in order. Seems like he's like
he's a human man. Yeah, he's managed to get through life this far. You know, he's no spring chicken.
Yeah.
He's managed to get to this point in his life without needing me in any way, shape,
or form. Excuse me, what's your date of birth? Your next of kin?
What's your name, Joe? No, I want your full name, please. Middle names and surname.
If someone stopped me in the coffee shop and said, "What are you interested in today?" And I didn't know, and then they proceeded to ask me to tell me that I had to order through them.
Yeah,
I think I'd turn around and walk out.
Yeah, I thought about it.
I'd be like,
but I thought, oh, maybe he's doing it.
Why? Why?
The only thing I thought that he was doing was because there was one person in the queue ahead of me.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, maybe he's
going to take the
order. He's going to take that direct straight to him, and it's going to be quicker.
Which would be fine.
But it wasn't. It was just.
But even then, it's weird.
It is.
Like, I'm trying to look at the menu.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Why are you ushering me back?
Yeah.
From whence I came. Like,
no,
just leave me.
To whence you came.
To whence I came.
Yeah.
From whence?
Because I want to go up and look at the sandwiches and see if they're actually any good.
Yeah.
And I want to go and see.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't allowed in that far. I wasn't allowed that That's close. Ridiculous.
Well, how are you supposed to know what
the gate
do?
Was blocked.
What if you wanted a sandwich? Sandwich, I think.
Mm. Which one? I don't know. Can I go and have a look? What you got?
I can tell you all of them. You can tell whichever ones. List, you know,
well, listen. I want to actually look and see which one I like the look of.
We've got 20 different types of sandwiches. Yeah. Would you like me to listen for you? Well, can I just go and have a look? Not really, no.
I just usually go on site.
Yeah.
You know, what looks good, that's what I'll have. I don't really have any preference of filling.
Mm.
I'll just, whatever looks good at the time, I'll think, oh, yeah, I wasn't thinking about that, but it takes my fancy. Well,
please don't get aggressive, sir.
Why are you holding me by my throat and pushing me back? So, yeah, probably won't go there again.
No, that is ridiculous. Mm. Ridiculous.
I mean, I don't particularly like coffee shops anyway, but that's just made me think another reason not to bother, stay at home, make my own coffee.
Go walking around, meet some more cats.
Mm.
Get another earring.
Just for the record, I don't wear cat's tail earrings, if anyone's wondering.
If not, why not?
I don't slash the tails off cats.
So I had a bit of a run-in with someone myself, actually. A customer service. Well, I don't know if you'd call it customer service, but it was a... I don't know. Who cares? Call it what you will.
Let's call it customer service.
I was driving back from Cornwall.
Oh, yeah.
Right, my wife and I drove down there.
Nice.
Spend a few days with family down there.
Yeah.
And on the way back, we must have taken a different route to the route we took on the way there.
Mm. That always happens, it seems. If you go by a sat nav, say you go to somewhere like Cornwall or whatever.
Yeah.
You go there, you go one route. From that point, you just put in your home, and it takes you a completely different route.
Or else, or actually, possibly could have been that we just didn't notice it on the way. Essentially, what I'm talking about is one of those toll bridges, and I think we probably just cruised straight through it because they only charge you on one way, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
And on the way through, we obviously must have just gone straight through it,
smashed through the barrier. Screw you, pigs!
And on the way back, they put signs up. You know, a mile or so back to say toll bridge ahead.
Yeah. Turn around now.
Well, it doesn't say turn around now. It just says toll bridge ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And it says cash or, you know, some kind of points, I guess, maybe residents of the local area have points of some sort of thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a commercial thing. I don't know.
Mm.
But that's all it says. It doesn't say toll bridge ahead. Diver, you know, alternative routes this way. It doesn't say anything like that. It's just like, toll bridge ahead, cash or points. I'm like, well, this could be a problem. I don't actually have any cash.
No.
Okay, well, hopefully this will be okay because I don't know any other way from here. I'm relying on my sat nav.
Yeah.
So let's keep going. And again, sign comes up again, cash only or points. I'm thinking, I'm not really sure what to do. But again, worst case scenario, at least I get there. If they say no, I'll have to turn around and then I'll, you know, find another route.
They'll be able to tell you. Probably.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, mate. You know, we understand not everyone carries cash. Here's what to do. So actually, we ended up doing is we parked up, and it was one of those booths with the guy with the glass screen. He pulls the screen.
Classic
Tom. Looks over the most grumpy looking man. It was a kind of a portly man, grey haired.
Yeah.
Just with a permanent scowl on his face.
Thing is, if you're that age and you work in a toll booth, you'd probably be grumpy as well, wouldn't you?
Probably.
I mean, I'm grumpy now. I can't imagine what I'd be like in 20 or 30 years.
And
if I had to work in a toll booth all day.
I said, hello. And he just put his hand out. I don't think he even made eye contact.
Classic.
And to be fair, I suppose I should accept the fact that his job is basically putting his hand out all day.
Yeah.
So I can forgive him, I suppose, that. It doesn't cost much to just sort of at least give someone a nod.
Yeah. Just a smile.
At least.
A smile is nothing, is it?
And I said, I'm really sorry. We don't really do this sort of thing very much. Like, in this country, I don't think we've ever gone through a toll no. bridge that I can remember, yeah. maybe once or twice. Don't actually have any cash. Mm. We've got a card. What should we do? He said, well, I can't let you through without paying. In a really, like, accusing way.
Really?
I said, well, I'm not trying to get through, mate.
Yeah.
Just saying, I don't have any cash. What should I do?
Yeah.
Should I go back? You know, I'd be happy to turn around and go somewhere else yeah. or I figure something out. Mm. In my mind, I'm thinking, I'm not the first person
yeah.
that hasn't had no, cash in the not. Entire
yeah.
world.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, well, I can't let you through. I can't let you through without cash. I can't let you through without paying, mate.
Yeah.
As if like I'm trying to get away with £1.50.
But guess what? People don't carry cash in their cars these days.
People like, don't carry cash. Like, well, have you heard of contactless?
Yeah.
Like, people are using that less and less and less.
Of course they are, yeah.
And he was just giving me such a hard time. And he got this bit of paper and basically said, right, have a look at this. And he chucked it in through my window. Didn't even pass it to me. And he goes, well, I'm going to take your car details. And I was like, this is feeling, I'm feeling a little bit kind of... Like I'm a criminal,
yeah.
you know, like
yeah.
I'm doing something really grossly wrong.
Yeah.
Like I'm, like I, like you threw out a stinger strip in front of me as I tried to like barge through the barrier.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. It's £1.50.
Yeah.
I am not trying to get away without paying £1.50, mate. Like I don't know how much of a big dog you think you are.
No.
Your job is collecting people's like literally the lowest. Value coins they can scrabble around for in their glove box. You're getting them. You're getting coppers, mate. You're getting fistfuls of coppers. So calm yourself.
The dirtiest coins the world has ever seen.
You're getting the £5 note that's been washed five times. No one thinks you are some kind of authority figure.
No.
All right?
People get that sort of... They get that power trip, don't
Wind
they?
Wind your neck in, mate. Yeah.
They seem to think that they're so, like some sort of important being.
Yeah.
You're not. You're getting paid, probably minimum wage, to do a shit boring job that nobody else wants to do.
Exactly.
Like, good on you for working, but less of the sass.
Well, you just be a human.
Yeah.
And he was saying, you know, I said, oh, I don't really know what to do. I don't know what to say, to be honest, because... And he said, well, there's been signs all the way up the road. You saw the signs? I said, yes, I saw the signs. Do you know what they say? They say card and points payment only.
Mm.
Well, what am I supposed to do about that when I'm driving on what appears to be a single road towards the toll bridge? Am I supposed to just like pull a Huey or just skid to a hole, off into the hills?
Missed those 10 cash machines that were lining the road along the approach.
Exactly.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Like I might be getting it wrong. I'd be full. And again, I would be willing to accept I've done it wrong. I made a mistake. Maybe I missed the initial sign that said alternative route. I'm pretty sure I didn't. But if I did, you're not supposed to make me feel like I'm a complete jerk who's just... I threw all my money out the window before I got here just to piss you off.
Yeah.
That was my main... That's what I wanted to do today. When I woke up, I thought, you know what? It's the last day of the holiday. Let's go crazy.
Yeah.
Let's ruin some guy's day who spends 6.5 hours in a small box except when he goes to the toilet.
That is his toilet.
Yeah, exactly.
And his dining room.
And it just wound me up. And so he took my details down and we had a look at the form. And the form said, it was basically, there's a little place you can go to just around the corner, like 1 minute away, less. You just drive there and you can pay by credit card.
But why should
you
have to do this?
He said, right, what you need to do is come out of here, go round, see that car park over there, go around there, park in there, go in and you can pay for it in there. You must go directly there. Look on this form.
What,
if you do not go directly there...
Once you'd gone through.
Once you've gone through... He says, I'm going to lift the barrier. You must go directly there. And the piece of paper was saying, if you do not pay within like X number of days, whatever, it's like a 40 quid fine or whatever. It goes up and up and up. And he was like, when I raise this, you must go directly there. As if I'm thinking, mate, as soon as you raise that, we'll spin. I'm off.
See you, suckers.
What about 50?
Eat my dust. Yeah.
You'll never get my money.
He thinks it's wacky races or something.
Again, like, you're what not the sheriff.
Yeah. What are you going to do if I don't go? Just go through the barrier, then creep at like 5 miles an hour across the thing. Don't go at all towards the car.
I'm just going to lean out of my car and make eye contact with you constantly.
Ghost ride the whip.
As I just cruise.
Ghost ride the whip all the way across the bridge. Just to see what he does. He would have a heart attack. He'd jump out of his room. He'd be screaming and shouting, I said go directly to the car park.
Just putting a fake, like putting his hand out in the shape of a gun.
Holding a banana underneath his t-shirt. I'll do it. I've killed before.
Well, that I could believe.
Yeah.
So I drove round and it was literally, there's the other side of where his booth was with the roundabout, immediately off the roundabout on the right-hand side was this little car park where you pay. And I'm thinking, why didn't you just say that in the first place?
Yeah.
Like, why did you have to make me feel like such a douche? Because like, just say, oh, yeah, that's okay. Well, the way this works is you need to pay cash. The next time you will need to pay cash.
Yeah.
For now, just go around there and pay in the booth. Yeah. Instead, he gives me a load of stick. Yeah.
Because his life's so empty.
Exactly, that's exactly what it is.
He's got nothing going on.
That's sad when that's your highlight.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went round there, parked the car, walked in. The nicest lady I've ever met was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, £1.50. Okay, thank you, done. Brilliant.
But where, I mean, why are we still having, why are the tolls still around? I mean, what year is this?
Pay for the bridge, isn't it?
Yeah, but the bridge is paid for.
What do you mean?
Well, tolls were originally set up, to pay, once a bridge was built, tolls were set up to pay for the bridge. But then, because they made so much money, they just kept them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. That's the end of the show.
So get rid of it. There's no need for them. There's no need for tolls.
Are you thinking of trolls?
No, because you pay, they're under the bridge. But you pay your road tax and everything. That goes towards the bridge.
I don't pay any road tax.
Road tax, council, why not?
Because my car is a grade zero. I can't remember what they call it, but it's energy efficient.
Creates oxygen.
I pay £0 of road tax on it.
Arrogant.
Pretty good. I should have said that to him.
Mm.
There you go, mate.
Sorry, mate. Zero emission.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. So that was my day. How is yours?
I was getting a tattoo the other day. It's in the tattoo shop.
He's extended his tattoo.
Yeah. It's creeping down the arm.
Big tiger on there, roaring. Mm-hmm. As if that's... Is that your spirit animal? Is that why you did that?
No, I just like tigers.
Right. You've never mentioned tigers before in 8 years of doing this show.
What? Why have I mentioned
them? You've never said, do you know what? I'll tell you what I like. Tigers. Big time. One day I might get a massive tiger drawn on my arm.
Yeah.
Because I love them that much. I don't think you've ever mentioned tigers.
No. I don't love them that much. But
you've got one on your...
They're nice.
You've got one permanently etched onto your body.
Yeah, as far as animals go, I think they're one of the best. Animal,
why couldn't it be a face? Why couldn't it be your own
face? What kind of face? Well, why would I put my own face on my own body?
What about my face?
No.
Right.
Not on my arm, anyway. Right. I'll shave my head and get your face tattooed on the back of my head.
No, on your face.
No.
Over your face.
It won't look as good. On the back of my head, so then my face on the front, your face on the back.
Yeah.
And then get your body tattooed front ways on the back of my body.
Yeah.
Probably just stick with the top half there.
Yeah.
Might get awkward after.
It might look very weird.
My ass would then look very weird.
Yeah. Why do I have to be a naked drawing of me?
Well, of course, because then when I'm naked, then both naked.
Why is that a good thing?
It's not good. I'm not saying it's a good thing.
Okay.
It's certainly not. It's quite the opposite.
You feel compelled to do it.
But if I was going to get a face, may as well go all the way.
Right. Would it be my face? If you had to pick anyone's face,
probably whose not. Face would it be? Why not? I don't think I'd want anyone's face on me.
Right.
Really?
We talked about
the weird, wouldn't it?
We talked about having the peach logo.
Yeah, I'd get the peach logo.
You should get the peach logo somewhere, yeah. Like subtly.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be big, like a tiger that apparently you love, get like but don't love.
Get a small peach somewhere. Yeah.
Do you think you'd have room on your body for all the other animals that you're quite indifferent about, but for some reason need on you?
I would imagine so, yeah.
Squirrels. Yeah. You've got to get a squirrel.
I could get a squirrel, couldn't I? Yeah.
Squirrel news.
Squirrel news. Yeah. What other stuff? I'll just get random stuff, like just from the show.
Bees?
Yeah, bees, yeah. What else?
Rats.
Rat news, yeah.
Corpse.
Swan news. We've done some swan stuff, haven't
swan
we?
Swan watch.
Yeah. I'll take one thing from each episode that we've ever done and get that tattooed on me. Yeah.
And you'll just have a whole body of tattoos.
That'd quite good, wouldn't it?
Body of tattoos.
Mm.
Yeah, imagine that.
That'd be really good, yeah.
So you're going to get it all the way down your arm?
Yep.
Up to the watch line? Or beyond the watch line?
Maybe beyond a little bit.
Onto the hand?
A little
line?
Bit onto the hand, maybe.
Come on, man.
Maybe a little bit.
Then you look like a mental homeless.
Maybe a little. We'll see.
Onto the hand is big trouble.
We'll see.
Are you going to have like love and hate on the knuckles and all that stuff?
No.
Please.
No.
We'll see. I think we could be friends
if
you did that.
Why not?
Because it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Not really.
It's not new. You're not cool.
I don't want to be new and cool. What?
Why would you have love and hate on your hands?
I'm not going to have love and hate.
I think we're all aware of what love and hate are.
Yeah, I'm not going to get that.
Well done.
You said that, not me.
Well, you know what I mean. Left hand, right hand, love. What's the opposite of love? You guessed it. Hate. So, came up with that on my own.
I'd love to see you say that to someone who's got love and hate written on their knuckles.
They batter me. This is what
just
I mean.
Just with one hand.
You come across
the love hand.
The more onto your hand you come. It's like
the
your
more
head.
Mental you are.
The closer your tattoo are, the more of your hand is covered by tattoos.
Yeah.
In the same way that the more of your face is, or head, or even neck to a certain extent, the more of a nutter you might be.
Yeah.
I think that's probably quite a safe bet. Because most people think, well, I better not go above like the shirt line.
Yeah.
People who go onto the hand or neck are like, do you know what? I literally would do anything. But I would kill like a large rodent. And that's the bottom end of the scale.
Without even thinking
all
about
the way
it.
Up to
all
the way up to like a murderous rampage.
Yeah. Just because you've got a tattoo on your hand.
Yeah, as soon as you're onto the neck, you may as well like...
But why is that a...
You may as well have puzzle pieces all over your entire face and head.
But why is that the cutoff?
Which I've seen as well. I've seen that.
Well, when I was in there, there was one guy in there who he was one of the tattoo guys. Mm. He had he's quite a big guy, skinhead. Complete head and face, completely covered.
Yeah, see, that's weird. Like, that's too much.
Not one gap.
It's too much. Why would you want that?
But he was a really nice guy.
Yeah, I don't say he's not.
He looked... Like, when
he
I walked
kills
in there,
squirrels.
When I walked in there,
he
I thought,
eats them as well.
Better not mess with him.
Exactly, exactly.
But then he was a like, really nice guy.
Yeah, but that's
so
the
it was,
thing.
So it skewed my
Yeah, but do you
perception?
Want people to look at you and think, better not mess with it? You probably do, actually. I answered that myself.
But I think if I had a slight, small bit of the tattoo went onto my hand, people aren't going to look at me and go... He murders small rodents.
They're
going to
look
at
the very
least.
Go, he may not be fully clean. I think they'll make some assumptions about you.
Well, that's fine. That's up to them, isn't it? I mean, I'm at the point in my life now where I don't really need, like, you know, I'm not walking into McDonald's and trying to get a job or whatever, am I? I'm not working for the Queen or anything like
don't
that.
Don't rule that out.
You know, so... I kind of think, well, I don't really need to be that
bothered
about
what would you get on
stuff.
Your hand then?
Well, I don't know. I just think if it went all the way down and then it...
Badger?
A little bit just... a little bit just went onto the
just
hand.
Just an animal.
It'd be all right.
I'm looking to get an animal somewhere. Oh, really? Just something special? Maybe a pet?
Just sort of maybe a weasel or something.
What animals are there? Oh, I don't know. There's quite a lot. I don't know. What type of animal are you thinking of? To be honest, I literally haven't thought about it till I walked in.
What you got? Have you got any pictures?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
stick insect?
Guinea pigs here. Just various birds of different sorts.
Seagull.
Yeah.
Get a seagull
pigeon, on you. Pigeon, yeah. Pigeon would be nice.
Pigeon.
I'm not getting a pigeon tattooed on.
Why?
No one gets pigeons, do they?
Pigeon? On the other hand, a newspaper. Pigeon news.
Pigeon watch.
And a watch.
Yeah,
news. Pigeon next to the watch.
Pigeon, news, watch.
Mm.
Newspaper, then a watch.
You should get a watch under where your watch is. So when you're out with a cool girl, you can take the watch off and go, huh? Watch. Yeah, so...
I don't know what sort of life you think I live. Seriously. You come up with these little scenarios.
Out with a cool girl.
Just
with a cool girl.
It's like we're at school or something, isn't it? Like it's first day of high school or something in America. Yeah.
How am I not single and alone?
It's beyond me. It is beyond me. It really is.
I love it. I embrace it. I'm so grateful for the life I have.
But anyway.
And the wife I have.
I'll finish my story.
Go ahead.
So yeah, I was in there getting my tattoo done. Mm,
getting your tat on.
And towards the end of, it must have been about 7:30, 8 o'clock, something like that. Mm-hmm. This woman walks in.
Oh yeah.
With a carrier bag full of something. And she walks in. And she says to the guy at the desk, she says, "All right, mate, how you doing?"
Unbelievable.
Battery going flat. Yeah, she goes, "All right, mate, how you doing?" And she goes, "I've just been chatting to someone. They pointed me in your direction." I was thinking she's going to ask about getting a tattoo done or something.
What, to you?
Not to me, no, the guy at the desk.
Right.
And he goes, "All right, yeah." He goes, what do you need? She goes, "Well, I was just wondering." She goes, "Got a couple of joints of beef here. I wondered if you wanted them."
What?
He goes, what?
What?
She said, "Oh, I got a couple of joints of beef. Just what, a tenner for them both?" And he goes...
Just out of the blue?
Yeah, just walks in and goes, "I've got two
joints." Well, he doesn't know...
No, never seen her before. He goes, "Oh, no thanks. We're all vegetarian here." She goes, "Oh, no, I only want like a tenner for them. Tenner for both joints, both together." He goes, "No thanks." She goes, "Oh, all right, no worries, mate, no worries."
Who walks pointed off. Her in this direction?
I don't know.
I don't think that's true.
And
is
I said to him, I said, "Oh, do you know her or whatever?" And he goes, "No." He goes, "They always come in here."
What? Trying to sell meat?
Yeah, meat out of a plastic bag, a carrier bag. God knows where they got it from.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
That
I mean,
not beef.
You're never buying, no one should buy food like that from just some randomer that comes in and goes, "Oh, yeah, I've got some meat here." What kind
Where
of why
did that come
well, that's
from?
Not beef, is it?
That is not beef.
That's dog or something.
That is terrifying.
Yeah. But imagine eating that. Imagine buying that.
I'm just trying to imagine where that possibly could have come.
The only thing I can think is they steal it from a shop,
yeah,
like Lidl's
sure.
or something.
Yeah.
And then they just sell it on for a bit of a profit.
Does she look rough as?
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah. This was middle of Boscombe.
Do you have any tattoos on?
Dunno. No, she was clean, I think.
Bet she had a tattooed hand.
Probably, yeah.
Just peeking onto the hand.
She did have jigsaw puzzles all over her face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bits of beef. Beef and jigsaw puzzles.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know how I feel
what
at all.
What is wrong
my
with
stomach
you?
Hurts. I think I'm really hungry.
Yeah.
And my stomach is cramping up. And I'm not feeling very... I'm feeling weird. Mm. Basically.
Well, you said that at the beginning and now you're saying it at the end. The middle, you seemed all right. You got your energy up. And
it's
just...
not an energy thing. It's just I don't know. Very weird.
Mm.
I hope some people will find some enjoyment in this show, though.
Hopefully, yeah.
I think they will, particularly the middle part.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of a bell curve, this show.
Really? Fair enough.
Would you say?
Yeah. Sure. That means the end of it was completely crap and the beginning.
Yeah.
And then it slowly peaked and then slowly waned.
It peaked extremely high.
Mm-hmm.
Then, as it like, you know.
Can I just tell one more story? We got time.
Save it.
All right, okay.
Oh, go on then.
No, I'll save
no,
it.
No, we got time. It's tapas.
It's a quick
tapas.
One. It's a quick one.
The public punters will have to wait.
I was coming back from holiday last week.
Just constantly bragging about his holiday.
Well, no, not really. I haven't even mentioned it.
You have
once.
Mentioned it, actually.
Once.
And Starbucks.
Yeah, that was that's when I mentioned it. Anyway,
bags.
It was earlier in the day from the Starbucks incident. We were on an island, and so we had to get a ferry from the island to the mainland to get to the airport.
Right.
And on the ferry from the island, behind me was sat the sickest man I think I've ever bumped into. He was this old geezer, probably late 50s.
It's not old.
Well, oldish.
Not really.
Massively fat. And he just looked like he was about to die. And he was coughing and wheezing and sort of hocking stuff up
right. The
whole journey. It was about half an hour ferry ride.
Yeah.
And he was doing it the whole way to the point where I thought he was going to be sick in his chair.
Yeah.
And it was sounded like he was choking and stuff.
Disgusting, isn't it?
And then when he was talking halfway through his sentences, he was like,
did you offer to help him?
No, because he's with some other people. Oh. I thought they can help him, if anything. But then we got up to leave. He was behind me, and he sort of got, and he was trying to get out of his chair. He's like, and then as he stood up, he ripped out a massive fart as well. Like, not even tried to conceal it.
Oh, at that
just
point,
got up and went.
Why bother?
And I just looked at him and thought,
everyone already.
What is wrong with? I mean, come on. There's limits.
Is that the limit? Is that the limit then?
Well, I guess you could shit yourself. That's the next step.
No, I mean,
that's one step away from
it. Right, yeah.
But I mean, you're in public. You're surrounded by people in quite a confined space. The coughing and stuff, it's horrible. You know, there's no need for it. Go to the toilet or something. If you've got to hock something up, don't do it in the middle of the ferry. And then stand up and fart openly. No, not even just like, oh, didn't even say anything.
Yeah.
Just let it go. And just thought, sure, just another thing on the list. And I just thought, what? Like, when? How do you get to that point? You know, do you just wake up one day and go, I don't care anymore?
Yeah.
Or does it slowly get to that point?
I think it slowly gets to that point.
Like, you'll sneak a little one out and then one will come out a bit louder and you think, oh, no one said anything. I'll just do him.
Maybe he was deaf.
I don't think so, because he was chatting to people.
Right.
And they were chatting to him. So, yeah, that was it. That was my quick story. Bell curve.
Talk about your bell curve. For more fart stories,
start on a low. End on a lower.
I did enjoy your it was all very thanks for listening to the Absolute Peach
Zappas.
Bonus show there.
Yeah, right, wasn't it?
I don't know what's wrong with me, really. We'll be back firing on all cylinders next time.
Yeah, sure.
I think I might be very hungry.
But
I am very hungry. I've got a cramp, actually. I'll keep my calories up.
Calorie high.
Yes.
Yep. You know what to do.
Probably already doing it.
Do stuff, you know.
I'm not going to ask you to do anything this time. Just enjoy.
Kick back and relax.
And let us know if you've got any more stories about things like that and fun.
See ya.